Welcome to Midnight Amen. Switch up a range for heavyweight sub impact in Ableton Live 12. This is an intermediate lesson for drum and bass, focused on one of the most reliable tricks in Dark Rollers and Jungle. You don't make the sub feel huge by turning it up. You make it feel huge by arranging space around it and by using effects in a controlled, intentional way. By the end, you'll have a 16 to 32 bar switch up section that goes rolling amen pressure, then a focused build, then a sudden pocket of negative space where the sub is basically on a pedestal, and then a clean, hard drop return that punches without wrecking your master. Alright, open Live 12 and set your tempo somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. Pick a number and commit, because groove decisions change when you keep tempo consistent. Now create a few tracks. You want an audio track for the break. Call it break or amen. Optionally separate kick and snare layers if that's part of your sound, but it's not mandatory. Then an instrument track for sub bass, name it SUB, and an audio track for effects and impacts. Next, group your drums. Select your break and any drum layers and hit group. Call it drums group. This lesson gets way easier when the sub has its own lane and the drums have their own lane. The whole point is separation so we can feature the sub on purpose. Step 1 is getting a solid amen loop that's easy to edit. Drop in your amen. In the clip settings, set warp mode to beats, preserve to transients. Then set the envelope somewhere around 20 to 40. That keeps the byte while still behaving. Loop it cleanly for 8 bars. Teacher tip here, consolidate a clean 2-bar or 4-bar version of the amen before you start doing surgery. That way you're editing one master clip instead of chasing little fragments all over the arrangement. Select it and consolidate. Clean foundation first, chaos later. Now we're going to lay out the arrangement zones. Jump into arrangement view and think in sections. Make markers or just mentally label them. Section A is roll, 8 bars. Section B is switch build, 4 bars. Section C is sub spotlight, the drop gap, about 2 bars, or even 1 bar if you want it brutal. Section D is drop return, 2 to 4 bars. This is important. We're not just adding effects randomly. Each zone has a job. Roll sets the baseline. Build creates tension. Spotlight creates space. Return delivers impact. Let's make the roll feel alive without losing momentum. In section A, duplicate so you have 2 4-bar phrases, bars 1 to 4, then bars 5 to 8. Now in bars 5 to 8, do one micro edit per bar. Keep it subtle. You can mute one snare hit. You can reverse a tiny slice right before a snare so it sucks into the backbeat. Or slip the clip start slightly, like a 16th or an 8th, to change the bounce. The rule is, one clear change per bar, not a massacre. If everything is edited, nothing feels special. You want the listener to trust the groove before you pull the floor out. Now section B, the build. This is where we get that midnight energy. Darker, more minimal, and controlled. Two main moves, a filter closing down, and a stutter that tightens right before the gap. First, add auto filter on the amen track. Use a low-pass 24 dB filter. Start fairly open, like 14 to 18 kHz, and automate it so it closes down to somewhere in the 300 to 800 hz range by the end of section B. Add a touch of resonance, like 10 to 20%. Avoid the whistle. If you want grit, use a couple dB of drive. When you draw the automation, don't make it perfectly linear. Here's a useful teacher move. Keep it open for the first half of the build, then close faster in the last bar. That feels more like a decision, less like a slow fade. Now for the stutter. Instead of using beat repeat, we'll do a manual, DJ tight stutter using gate sidechain to a ghost trigger. Create a new MIDI track called Ghost. Put a drum rock on it with a tiny click or short hat. Program 16th notes only in the last bar of section B, or even just the last two beats if you want it classy. Turn its output to sends only, or just pull the fader down so you're not actually hearing it. Go back to the amen track and add a gate. Turn on sidechain and set the sidechain input to the ghost track. Now adjust threshold so the amen chops cleanly. Start around minus 30 to minus 20 dB and move until it locks. Keep return very short, like 0 to 10 milliseconds. Hold around 20 to 60 ms. Release around 40 to 120 ms. Shorter release equals tighter machine gun. Longer release equals more pumping. And here's the musical move. Don't leave the gate on all the time. Automate it. Either automate the device on slash off, or automate the threshold so it only starts biting in that final bar. This way the stutter feels like the build is intensifying, not like the whole break is permanently broken. Now we hit the centerpiece, section C, the sub spotlight. This is where most people fail because they treat it like an edit, not a mixed decision. The goal is negative space, not emptiness for emptiness' sake, but a moment where the sub is the main character and everything else gets out of the way. First, hard cut the amen. In the spotlight, mute the first beat or even the entire first bar of drums, but leave a ghost, a tiny artifact, maybe one low-level off snare or just a tail from reverb or delay. The ear likes continuity. You want the room to feel like it's still there, even though the drums vanished. To do that, we'll create a dark tail return. Make a return track called Dark Tail. Put echo first. Set it to 1/8 or 1/4 timing. Feedback about 25 to 45%. Filter it, high pass around 200 to 400 Hz, low pass around 4 to 8 kHz. Keep modulation subtle. Then add reverb after echo. Size around 30 to 60%. Decay maybe 2.5 to 5.5 seconds. And this matters. Low cut on the reverb around 250 to 500 Hz. If you don't cut the lows, your cool atmosphere becomes low mid soup, and the sub spotlight becomes a lie. Now automate the send from the amen to dark tail. In section B, slowly raise the send from 0 up to around 15 to 30%. In section C, keep it momentarily high while the dry drums drop out. Then kill it quickly right before the drop return, so your first snare hit comes back clean and unmasked. Extra coach note: if your spotlight bar feels weak, solo the sub track and then bring things back one by one. Usually the culprit is something living in the 200 to 500 Hz region. Reverb tails, break ambience, distortion returns. Find the offender and either mute it for the spotlight or EQ it harder. Now let's protect the sub so it hits like a weapon. On the sub track, load operator or wave eatable. For operator, keep it classic, oscillator as a sign. If you need it to read on smaller speakers, add a tiny bit of harmonic content with oscillator be very low, like minus 24 to minus 30 dB, maybe a triangle-ish tone. Don't turn your sub into a mid-bass by accident. Now the sub-processing chain. Stock only. First, saturator. Use soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 1 to 4 dB, and compensate with output so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. Then EQ8. High pass at 20 to 30 Hz to remove rumble. If it's boxy, a small dip around 120 to 250 Hz can help, but don't blindly carve. Then utility. Make the sub mono, width to 0%. This is non-negotiable if you want consistent club translation. Optionally, glue compressor with a gentle setting, 2:1 ratio, 10 to 30 ms attack, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. If it's clamping, you're killing the very thing you're trying to feature. Now, in the spotlight section, you can automate a tiny utility gain bump on the sub. Plus 1 to plus 2 dB, that's it. Small move, big perception because the competition just disappeared. But here's a higher level trick: automate tone more than level. In the spotlight bar, try automating saturator drive up slightly, then compensate output. The ear often reads more harmonics as louder even when peak level doesn't change. That's psychoacoustics doing work for you. Also add a very short fade in on the sub if you're doing hard cuts elsewhere, like 5 to 15 milliseconds, to avoid clicks. Clicks kill the illusion of weight. Weight should feel like pressure, not like a digital mistake. Now section D, the drop return. This is where you snap the drums back without blowing up your master. First, put an impact on the FX track, a short noise hit, crash, or a sub drop. Keep it tight. You want punctuation, not a giant wash. On the drums group, add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch low, like 0 to 10. Boom very cautious, because boom fights your sub lane. Then add glue compressor. Try 4 to 1 ratio, attack 3 to 10 ms, release 0.1 to 0.3 seconds or auto. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Now an arrangement move that makes the return feel heavier. In the first bar of the return, bring kick and snare back full, but keep the amen slightly lower, like minus 1.5 dB, then bring it back to normal on bar 2. That lets the transient statement land first, then the full break energy floods in. And here's a super practical, sub-safe drum trick. High pass the break only. Put EQ8 on the amen track and high pass it around 120 to 200 Hz. Steep, like 24 dB per octave. Let your kick and your sub own the deep zone. This is one of those pro moves that sounds almost too simple, but it's a huge part of why some rollers feel clean and heavyweight instead of messy and loud. Quick check. Check mono during the switch up, not just at the drop. When the drums disappear, any phase weirdness in your bass becomes obvious. Put utility on the master, map width so you can flip between 100% and 0% quickly, and make sure the spotlight still feels solid. Another coach fix: guard the transient of the first snare on the way back in. If it feels soft, it's usually because your tail is still living in the same band as the snare crack. Right before the return, automate the tail to get darker, like pulling a high cut from 9 kHz down to 5 kHz, or just killing the send sooner. Vacate the bite zone so the snare can speak. Now, common mistakes to avoid. Leaving low end in the break. Your sub will never feel big if the break is eating the same space. Oververbing the transition. Cool tail, yes. But if it masks the return, you lose the punch. Too much stutter density. If everything is chopped, nothing hits. Sub in stereo. Wide sub equals phase problems and inconsistent playback. And limiting the master too early. If you flatten dynamics now, you erase the drama you're building with arrangement. Let's do a quick practice run you can finish in 15 to 20 minutes. Pick an amen loop. Make 2 8-bar sections. In the first section, do only 4 micro edits total. Keep it rolling. In the second section, add the auto filter closing over 4 bars. Add the side ching gate stutter for the last bar. Then cut drums for 1 bar. In that bar, boost the sub by about plus 1.5 dB, or instead automate saturator drive for a tone bump. Then bring drums back with an impact.